The Gemara on Ayin Daled Amud Aleph quotes a very difficult brisa. First, the brisa says, "Hayu lefanav mina yochlin, borer ve'oicho, borer meiniach. You can do borer and eat, borer and leave. Ve'lo yivror." Then it says right after, "Don't do borer." Ve'mbirer chayv chatos. So in one line it says you can do borer, and the next line it says you cannot do borer. So the Gemara has a whole amud trying to resolve or understand this brisa. And the Gemara suggests a few distinctions, three of which seem to, one of which seems to get accolades, two at least make it out somewhat as viable options. The first option in the Gemara is that there's a difference between whether one is doing borer biyad or borer with a kli. You mentioned last time. A borer with a kli is chayv chatos. Borer biyad is mutter. The next distinction in the Gemara is that it's borer where you take the ochel mitoch ha-psoas. That's mutter. But if you take the psoas mitoch ha-ochel, you take the fly out of the drink, that's aser. Chayv chatos. The next option the Gemara presents is that borer, if you are planning on eating it la-alter, that's mutter. You tend to eat it right away. Borer meiniach, you plan to leave it till later, that's chayv chatos. I think Mara seems to accept that distinction more than the others, but that's basically irrelevant. But the way the Gemara presents these three possibilities in terms of reconciling the brisa. Tosfos quotes from Rashi, do all these, well, the basic discussion that we shown him is, do all these three stand alone, or do they somehow blend together? So Tosfos quotes from Rashi that if you have la'alter, you can even do brera b'kli. I mean, I don't put them all three together and say a combination of all three. As long as I have la'alter, I can even do brera b'kli. And that's what it's mashma from the Gemara. These are three separate attempts at resolving the Mishnah, the brisa. However, Tosfos is mochiach from the Gemara and Beitza that this is not so. Brera b'kli is always aser, even if it is for achil la'alter. And that's the Haskamas Rav HaRishonim, is that even la'alter, you require that it be brera b'yad. What about the other one? So the Chidush HaRitva here quotes in the Balei HaTosfos, quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosfos, we don't have this in our Tosfos, that according to Abai, Abai is the one who suggests the distinction between la'alter and la'achar zman. If you have a la'alter, maybe you have to do a b'yad, but you could even do it if it's psoas mitoch ochel. Meaning if you have an altar and b'yad, it could even be psalms mitoch ochel. You only need two of them. And there's a famous sefer, and then the footnotes to the Ritva, they point out that the Rid in the Sefer Machria also says like that. That if you have like this interesting sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, we'll get to in a second, but the Be'er Heitev on the commenting on the Shulchan Aruch has a machlokas ha'achronim b'das ha'rambam about this nakuda. If I have la'alter and b'yad, perhaps it could even be psoas mitoch ochel. La'alter and b'yad, I could even be psoas mitoch ochel. The Sefer Arid takes it the other way. I'm sorry, the Sefer Machria of the Rid takes it the other way too. That if it's ochel mitoch psoas, it could even be b'kli and la'charzman. So he thinks that distinction is more central. Ochel mitoch psoas versus psoas mitoch ochel. That it can even be Lachar Zman and Bikli. However, the Ritva quotes from the Ra'ah, who disagreed with this interesting sheet of the Balei HaTosfos, that even when you have Biyad and you have La'alter, it also has to be Ochel Mitoch Psoas. You need all three. I'm sorry?
It's also
Yeah, there's many other Rishonim who say that. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Tes, Sif Aleph, that in order to do Breyer on Shabbos, it has to be, assuming you have a Taruvis and all the precursors to getting up to the Malach of Breyer, even when you are confronted with a case of Breyer, it has to be, in order to do it in a permissible way, it has to be Biyad, La'alter, and Ochel Mitoch Psoas. But how do these three Heterim function? They function together, but the question is, how do they go about permitting Breira on Shabbos. What's the Yisoda Heter? So the Shri says Shabbos quotes a Machlokas HaRishonim about this point. Tosus on the Daf says that Borer, I think he's talking about Ochel Mitoch Psoas, is Ein Derech Breira Bekach. Sounds like it's some sort of abnormality, like Kelacher Yad. Which makes sense in the Tosus conclusion. Tosus distinguishes between if the Ochel is Meruba, then the Derech is always to pick out the minority, says Tosus, because that's the easiest way to do it. So if the Derech, if it's Ochel Meruba Psoas is the Miut, the Derech will be to pick out the Psoas. So that would be Usser. You'd have to pick out the Ochel. And if, because that would be Derech Breira Bekach would be to pick out the Psoas. If the Ochel would be Meruba and the Psoas would be the Miut, then the Derech would be to pick out the Psoas. So the way you would have to do, I'm sorry, if it's the other way around. If the Psoas would be Meruba, the Ochel would be the Miut.
Take out the Ochel.
Then you would have to take out the Ochel, because that would be the abnormal way.
That's what passing is, that it's flexible. Meaning
it's flexible.
You always take out the Miut.
Correct. Because so, it depends on what's the Derech, and the Derech could be depending on the circumstances. I'm saying,
so why is Ochel Mitoch Psoas in Derech Breira Bekach?
That's only talking about if the Ochel is the Meruba. Right.
Okay.
Because it depends on Derech Breira. Rashi also says over here, regarding the Heter of La Alter, that that's based on Ein Zed Derech Borin. To eat it right away. Also, Ein Darko Bekach. I'm sorry. We'll get to it in a second, yeah. So Sri says, Shabbos quotes him a sefer called Kiryas Melech Rav, who derived from this our Gemara and the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch that whenever you have three shinuim, normally Kelacher Yad is also midrabanan on Shabbos, but the midaraisa, but it's also midrabanan. You do something in a not normal way, like you write with your left hand, something like that. It's also midrabanan. But the Kiryas Melech Rav said, you see, if you put together three Kelacher Yads, it's mutter, because that's what you see from our Gemara. That a biyad ochem mitoch psoas on the altar makes it mutter to do breira. However, the Shisa Shabbos says that only fits within Tosos and Rashi's understanding of these Heterim. However, the Ramban has a different understanding. The Ramban disagrees with Tosos and he says, no, it is not flexible, as Eitan said. It always depends on Ochel, only Ochel Mitoch Psoas is Mutan, regardless of the circumstances. Why? Because Borer
is always to take a Psoas.
No, it doesn't depend on Darko Bekach, says the Ramban. It depends on Derech Achila Bekach. Versus Boer Lo'otzer. Says the Ramban that Boer is only Otzer if it's Boer Lo'otzer. Boer in order to keep the food aside. I'm setting it aside Lo'otzer for storage. But Boer La'achila, that's Derech Achila. That's not Boer because that's Achila. And Achila, when a person is eating, they take out the item that they're eating. They don't take out the Psoas and then eat the other item. You want to eat, you go reach into the Taruvis and pull out the Psoas, the Ochel. Even if the Ochel is the Meruba, you would pick in and pull out the Ochel. Rabbeinu Chananu here too says that the Heter of Le'alter is because it's Derech Achilo Bekach. The Shrisa Shabbos puts this all together. So it could be that all three of these Heterim, according to the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Chananu, are not because they're so far removed, it's so like a, you know, many Kalachar Yads put together creates some sort of overarching Kalachar Yad. No, this is because these are definitions of Achila Bekach. It's Derech Achila to pull something out of a Taruvus and pick out the Ochel. It's Derech Achila to pull something out of a Taruvus and eat it right away. It's Derech Achila to pull it out with my hand, not with some specialized utensil. That is how all three of these Heterim work together. The Chayyadim, how do we paskin on this issue? So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't distinguish between Ochel Mitoch Psoas, whether the Ochel is Meruba or the Psoas is Meruba. So at least we reject Tosus' distinction between Ochel Meruba and Psoas Meruba. It could be that that is because we adopt the opinion of the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Chananu that all of these Heterim function because it is Derech Achilo Bekach. Chayyadim, Klal Tez Zayin, recommends me Machmer for Tosus on that regard. The Ochel is Meruba, the Psoas is Meruba, but the Beis Yosef says we don't find that distinction elsewhere. And the Iker is not to be Mechalik. And that's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, this issue I'm not necessarily plugging it into the Tosfos and the Ramban. I think this distinction in terms of what is the Yesod HaHeter of La'alter is relevant to other points regarding how to define the Heterim. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to accept all of the logical conclusions of where they should have taken us, but I think it's important to recognize that these are subtle assumptions of some of the Heterim or some of the distinctions within La'alter and the other Heterim of Borer. The first place where this issue comes up was, first of all, regarding Ocha Meruba or Psolos Meruba. But another area where it comes up is, what if I am Borer, I'm doing Borer, taking something out of a Taruvus, not so I could be Yad and Ocha Mitoch Psolos, but not so I could eat it right away, so my friend could eat it. I'm giving it to my friend. Is that called the altar or not? Or does it have to be I have to eat it myself? So Tosfos writes here on the Daf, Tiber Maso Borer, and it's quoted in the Ramah and Sif Aleph, that even if I'm giving it to my friend, that's called the altar. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa throws in Ha'ara Yud Gimel, Parag Gimel, Ha'ara Yud Gimel, that even if, this is a big chiddush, even if, let's say I'm being borer, I don't know, two types of ochen, I have fish, that's the Trumas Hadeshon's case, I have fish all mixed together, you know, one type of fish, another type of fish. And I don't like that fish that I'm picking out for my friend. I know he likes it. Let's say it's gefilte fish. I don't like gefilte fish. So I'm picking it out to give to my friend. I don't like it. And that's why I want it off the plate. So I'm giving it to him. You like it. That could have been called psoas mitoch ochel. Because for me, it's psoas. Nonetheless, Shmir Shabbos says, if that person wants it, so since it's ochel mitoch psoas for him, and it's la'alter for him, he's going to eat it right away, that's mutter. However, the Bir HaHeitav in Sivkat and Beis quotes from one of the Achronim, who was Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi seems to imply that only La'alter is only, it's only considered La'alter if I intend to eat it myself. They quote a few times the Sefer Mishnah Shabbos. So he claims this issue could be dependent on how you understand La'alter. If La'alter is Mitam Shinoi, it's like a Kalachar Yad, then it's not good enough that my friend is going to eat it, because we view my maisa independently. I'm picking out something from a taruvis, which is borer, and I'm not putting it right away into my mouth and to eat, or to put into a plate that I'm going to eat in a few minutes. We'll discuss what the shear of alder is. I'm giving it to my friend, so in my maisa there's nothing which is different. I could have been putting it laotzer, so it's the normal way of doing borer, so that's not a shinoi. So that may make sense to you. I have to eat it myself. However, if the Yesod HaHeter of La'alter is not because it's a shinoi, but it's because it's derech achilo bekach, that's the way you eat, and the only yisur is borer la'otzer, if I do brera in order to keep it for later, then even if someone else is going to eat it, that's not borer la'otzer. That's derech achilo bekach. Someone's going to eat it. As long as it's not borer la'otzer, it could be its mutter. The Achronim quote from a tshuva of the Rav Polim, who was Mesupik, what about if I have guests? I'm doing borer in order to put something out in a serving tray for guests. And everyone knows guests don't eat, you put out more food than the guests will eat. It's not nice to put out just enough food. You put out extra food. So, is that called la'alter? Because no one's going to eat it. Someone will eat it later, but no one's going to eat it now. I can't have an empty plate. You know, let's say you bring out chickens. You can't have one piece for everybody. What if someone wants two? Or if someone wants three? I don't know. So you bring out much more than you need. Is that called the altar or not? So here's Mesupik about this. So Shlomo Zalman, right, is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa as saying that that's mutter, because it's serving its purpose now. It doesn't have to be derech achila mamish. It means it's serving its purpose. It's serving a purpose now. It's not borer la'otzer. It's not borer la'otzer, that's what it means. Serving an immediate purpose. Like we mentioned, la'alter works even for kalim. Let's say I'm picking up my coat from a pile of coats. So if it's la'alter, plan on putting on the coat right away, that's called la'alter. That's clearly not derech achila b'kach. But I think that means it's serving its purpose now. It doesn't necessarily mean, and it's not borer la'otzer.
You said that every piece of chicken you take out and put in the pot may be the one.
I don't think you have to say that. That'd be right? Yesh Breira, that would be the whole discussion of Breira. Hoover would make, you know. Anyway, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzah even says, let's say Rosh Hashanah, this you could quote again in the name of Rosh Hashanah, that if I want to give the guy tzedek l'derech, you know, the guy needs something for the airplane, and he's going to eat it later when he gets onto the airplane because he's flying home for Thanksgiving, so I give it to him now. That's also called the altar. Maybe it's a hachana for after Shabbos. Yeah, but if you do it for Shabbos, the guy's going to take it and eat it, you know, later. That's called the altar, because right now it served its purpose for me as a host. Another place where this comes up in the altar is regarding, let's say a person does bo'er in order to eat the altar, and then he doesn't eat it, doesn't end up eating it. Myself, I do bo'er for, not that it served its purpose in terms of guests, I did bo'er for myself, for me to eat, and I didn't eat the whole thing that I did bo'er on. So Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's how the Wavush paskins, that if I don't end up eating everything I did bo'er on, turns out that I'm chayv chatos. It's b'shogeg, but chayv chatos. The Prima Gadim, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Sifka, and Hay argues. He says, no, since you did it beheter, it's mutter. You can even eat it later. There's no malacha done here.
Who says that
again?
What's the name? What was the
sheet
that he just quoted?
The Prima Gadim. Quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Sha'ar Tzion discusses, what if I did bo'er in order to eat it at this meal? And then I say, you know what? I don't want it for Friday night. I'll use it for Shabbos morning. But I did it for Friday night. Well, that's what I had in mind. And then it turns out, we have enough food Friday night. I don't need it tonight. I'll use it Shabbos morning. So Sha'ar Tzion discusses, he quotes the Prima Gadim, it's not right to switch it to Shabbos morning. Even though when you did it, you had in mind Friday night, it's still not right to switch to Shabbos morning. You should serve it Friday night. If you have leftovers, you have leftovers. And then the Mishnah Berurah, the Sha'ar Tzion says, who said? Who told you? Who said? Prima Gadim says that on his own. The Sha'ar Tzion disagrees. He says, who said? No raya. Maybe even that's mutter, to switch it to a different meal if you did it to having in mind for the meal that you were about to sit down at. So the Shvitzah HaShabbos himself says that this could depend on the machlokas that he originally brought up between Tosis and the Ramban. But if Boer is, if Alter is because of a Shinoi, so then it has to be Nika right now. I have to eat it right now. If it turns out, I'm sorry. If Boer is Mitam Shinoi, really there is a Malacha Boer here. Just, it's Klachayat, it's done in a not normal way because I'm eating it right now. What if I don't turn out that I ate it right now? I reinstated my Malacha Boer because there was no Shinoi. The Shinoi is dependent on the fact that I'm going to eat it. If I don't eat it, there was no Shinoi. It's Asa, Chayv Chatos. But if la'alta is mutter, not mitam shinoi, it's because it's derech achilu b'kach. I did bo'er, it's not bo'er la'otzer. So as long as at the time that I did the bo'er, it wasn't bo'er la'otzer, it's mutter. Whether I eat it or I don't eat it. I was doing bo'er to eat it. Turns out I didn't eat it, okay. It's not called bo'er, because it's not bo'er la'otzer. If it's a shinoi, it is bo'er, just as mutter, because it's not normal way. But if it turns out that it is a normal way, because I never eat it, it would be usher. So far, we've been consistent, you know, if you're keeping tally. I think we basically pass on like the Ramban, that it's mutter because it's derech achilu b'kach. So therefore, the Ramah says that it does make a difference whether ochem meruba psalos meruba. It's mutter even if I plan on giving it to someone else, because that's not derech, it's not borer la'otzer. And we generally assume like the Mishnah Berurah says, that if I did borer, even though I didn't end up eating it right away, it's derech achilu b'kach. It's not borer la'otzer. It's not called borer if I don't have in mind to keep it till later. So that basically seems to be the shita that we've adopted. We don't adopt, adopted Tosas shita that it's mitam shinoi. Another area where this is relevant, and again we're consistent on this regard too, is regarding other melachos of sidur de pas. Something we've touched on a few times. The Magen Avraham quotes in the name of the Ola Shabbos, that it's mutter the same way there's a het of la'altar by bo'er, there's a het of la'altar by dash. And I'm allowed to squeeze an orange to drink the orange juice right away. Squeeze a grape to drink the grapes right away. What's he basing himself on? There's a Yushalmi, which we're going to talk about at length next time. It'll be the topic of discussion, of peeling fruits and vegetables. So really, the malacha of dash is threshing, is separating the kernel from the chaff. So that should apply to fruits and vegetables too. Peeling or taking the husk off of a fruit or a vegetable should be the malacha of dash as well. Nonetheless, the Yushalmi says that, sort of. But the Rishonim say it's mutter if you intend to eat a la'altar. And that's quoted in the Ramban, Shemeshin Chaf Aleph, that a person is allowed to peel onions or garlic in order to use a la'altar. So it might be an issue of borer there as well, but there could be an issue of dash too. Rishonim seem to say there's an issue of dash. Nonetheless, it's mutter la'altar. So it says the Ola Shabbos, it's mutter to squeeze oranges or grapes to drink a la'altar. We're going to talk about it a little bit more, but the Yishami seems to say that it's Borer and Dash. Maybe. We'll have to explain what that means. Could be Borer or Dash. Maybe not both, but it could be either or, but we'll define what it is later. But either way, it clearly could be Dash, and there are many Yishanim who assume that it is Dash, and nonetheless, there make a La Alter. So Shabbat says, so too I could squeeze grapes or oranges, La Alter. And the Magen Avraham jumps up, he says, who's that? Oh, Malacha Shabbos is Mutter La'altar? I can cook La'altar, I can do Ksiva La'altar. And the Magen Avraham says, no. It's a heter only by Boer. And many assume like that. But we've quoted in the past where Avad Yosef and his Sefer Levi Yoschein and Shabbos collects all the other places where it seems that by other Malachas of the Sidur of the past, we have the heter of La'altar, not only by Disha. He quotes Rishon would say explicitly that by Disha there's a heter of La'altar, like the Ola Shabbos. And then he quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba, which the Magen Avraham, I guess, ignored, which is quoted in the Ramah, that Tchina is Mutter La'altar. To grind up wheat into flour is Mutter if I intend on using it right away. Talking about chopping things up, that if I'm chopping up something very finely, that's mutter la'altar. Others take it even outside of Sidur DePas. The Ramah writes, a famous Ramah in Hilchus Mochek and Sivan, Simen Shin Mem, that if a person is eating a cookie or cake with letters on top, so Ramah says you're not allowed to eat a cookie with writing on it because it's Mochek. You're erasing the lettering. So that's why if you buy a birthday cake on Shabbos, many people will put the writing on a separate cookie on top of the birthday cake. So when you eat the birthday cake, you pull off the cookie and you can eat your cake. Why? You don't intend for it? Nonetheless, it's us. Mechika, says the Ramah. And the Taz disagrees and he says, no, it's La'altar. You intend for it, La'altar. So Chazanish says, well, what's going on? You can't have everything La'altar. We know that certain things are also La'altar. It's also the cook La'altar. Why is Mechika any different? So the Chazanish says, no, we draw the line at Sidur DePas. Or we draw the line, he says, at Borer and Dosh. I'm sorry, Borer and Tochen. Ramah says, by Tochen it's Mutter, and we know that by Borer it's Mutter. Why by Borer and Tochen? What's unique about those two? So Chazanish says, because every time you eat, by definition, you do some sort of Tchina with your teeth and Borer in your mouth. So he says, by definition, eating is Borer and Tochein. So of course there has to be a heter of La'altar. Otherwise you couldn't eat. But Mochek? Not every time you eat is there Mechika. The Chazanish says no to the Taz by Mechika. And he goes with the Ramah that you can't eat the cookie with the lettering on it. Yeah. Borer, he assumes when you eat, you're going to distinguish between different parts within your mouth. Not necessarily very convincing. Also, in the tshuva of the tshuvas of the Har Tzvi, Ritzi Pesach Frank, in the back they have what they call the Tel Harim, based on the Lamates Tel Harim, which is a commentary on the Lamates Malachas. So, in one of the pieces over there about Borer, he asks on the Chazanish, what about Dash? Many Rishonim say there's a heter of altar by Dash. When you eat, you don't do Dash. When you eat, you might not do Borer either. I'm not convinced the Chazanish is right either. You're doing Schita. Right. It just happens a lot of times, right? Anyway, so the Tel Arim says Dash doesn't fit. No, but that's not that. That's a told of Dash. I don't know. Maybe it has to be that. I don't know. So he redefines the Chazanish. He refines the definition of the Chazanish. Whenever the nature of the Melacha is Latikun Ochel, Dash was to create kernels of grain. Borer is to separate the kernels of grain from other items. And Tchina is to make it fine. It's the Tikkun HaOchel, to make the Ochel nicer for something else. So since the nature of the Melacha is Tikkun HaOchel, and I'm not doing that, I'm eating it, then there's a Heter of La'altar. But by mechika, the nature of the melacha is not tikkun ha'okel. The nature of the melacha is destroying letters. So then there's no heter of derech achil b'kach. You're not changing from the order, natural order of the melacha by eating a cookie. It's also mechika. The yisoda heter of la'altar is whenever it's not for the next stage of it's tikkun. All of these melachos it's during the past, as we mentioned before, is an order. There's a system. I do this, then I do this, then I do this, then I do this. And each one prepares you for the next one. Anytime I cut it off, I break the pattern by eating it in the middle and having intention to eat it in the middle, then that's not, you lose the whole series. Cooking is the end. That's the last. It's always meant to eat right away. It's not, there's nothing after, I fear.
Yeah.
Right, we don't find the by wash. We only find the by token. That's unhealthy. I don't know. Anyway, we're reconstructing. I don't know how far we would take it in terms of applying the principle, but where it has been applied already, we're trying to come up with a rule. But either way, does the Alt and Magen Avraham argue that it's only by Borer? So what does that issue depend upon? It could be, it depends upon the issue that we mentioned before. That if la'altar is a din of derech achila, could be it applies to all of Sidur of the past. If la'altar is a din of shinoi, could be the Gemara is telling us, by boer, it's not normal to eat it right away. Who said by other malachas it's a shinoi? Maybe the derech is, you pick a grape off the vine, you eat it right away. That's the normal way of doing dash. Could be it is normal. But if it's a din of derech achila, could be it applies to all of Sidur of the past. Anytime it's derech achila, it's mutter. Whether that extension is true, I don't know, but I think it's an issue you have to think about when we're addressing the issue of how far do we extend the altar to other malachos. I think we generally accept that it's mutter by tochen, it's mutter by dash, it's mutter by boer. So it could be that that is linked to the idea that all, that we had to la altar is some sort of derech achila b'kach. Another important issue in the altar is how long is the altar? How long do you have? So Beis Yosef quotes a fundamental machlokas harishonim about this point. One shita is, he quotes a yesh omrim, that whatever is for the next suda, the achar zman is called two sudas away. The altar is called the next suda. So if it's in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I want you to do it for lunch, that's the next suda. After breakfast, I want to do it for, assuming you're eating breakfast, and that's for the next suda. The Mordechai disagrees, and the Mordechai holds, no, la'altar mamish. Right away. That would be borer la'alt. La'achar's man. The Ramah comes up with a compromise. This is the derech of the Ramah, and he joins the two shitos, and he says it has to be for the next suda, which is coming up right away. So what does that mean? How is that different than the Mordechai, that it has to be right away, mamish? It means that if, let's say, I'm doing it for the next suda, and it's a dessert, could be the next suda will last 3 hours. Some people have very long Shabbos meals. So it could be it's going to be 4 o'clock, and I'm doing it now at 11:30 before lunch. That's called the altar. Because it's for the next suda right away, which is coming up. He mixed the two shitas. Okay, so how long before the next suda? So the Mordechai says you have an hour. Shah. And Ramosha writes in the tshuva, it doesn't mean literally 60 minutes. It means whatever is the normal preparation time before you sit down for the meal. Whatever the derech of the whoever is preparing the meal, however long they normally would take right before they sit down to get everything ready. So if that's normally half an hour, it's half an hour. If it's a little more, then it's a little more. So that's what the poskim say. The Orach HaShabbos has this halacha. Let's say I have many people coming over. I'm having, hosting a Shavuot Brachos. So I'm going to start it right away in the morning. So that's called the altar. Or if I'm setting the table, you're allowed to set the table. Even though I have to pick out from a jumble of silverware, assuming that that's called borer, so then that would be called the altar, because that's the normal preparation for hosting a Sheva Brachos. Yeah.
I don't know how strong the kash this is, but isn't there generally a principle that lo mikim natat the brach of the shiurim, that the chacham established?
No, the case is different. The altar changes based on the. Others disagree. I'm not. There are those who disagree and say no. Even when you're hosting a Sheva Brachos, you have to set the table. Right before. others. I think the other shita makes more sense. It depends on what the normal. If we're going to go with that approach, there's not a time definition of 60 minutes. Depends on what the normal preparation time is for the meal. I think this is part of the normal preparation. It's not borrowed
out there. Every meal, it's a different shir. Shouldn't there be like a consistent?
Correct. I think Shal Shiris might be shorter than Shabbos lunch. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Shouldn't there be a consistent span of time that's considered the altar?
You mean a minute shir? Meaning it's 18 minutes.
Wanna
60
shir,
minutes.
Every single person.
Okay, you could have said that. There are, the Mordechai says 60 minutes. Just Moshe says it doesn't mean 60 minutes. It means whatever the normal preparation time is. I don't know. The Shaar Tzion says that halacha, that if you have many people coming over, then it's mutter to start even earlier. What does this issue depend upon? So again, I think we have rejected the Mordechai because he understands that la'altar is shinoi. If the heter of la'altar is because I'm doing something in a not normal way, so what's not normal? The fact that I'm eating it. Yeah, but I'm eating it all the way at the end of the meal. That's not a shinoi. Shinoi means I did the bower, and then I put it into my mouth. That's cool, not normal. But if it's just to the next meal, so that means it's not borrow la'otzer. It's borrow la'achila. As long as it's the next meal, that's borrow. It's not borrow. I'm not keeping it for later. I'm keeping it for two meals. That's already borrow la'otzer. Keeping it the next meal, that's not borrow la'otzer. It's borrow derech achila. Even if I'm going to eat it all the way at the end of the meal. So I think that's why we rejected the... could be why we rejected the Mordechai's approach. The Bir Aloha claims that there might be a case of super la'altar, la'altar plus, however you want to phrase it. The Bir Aloha is choker. What about if I am holding on to, let's say, a piece of chicken? A guy's holding on to a drumstick, and I don't know, it could come with the case. The guy's holding on to an ochel, and he wants to pull out the bone. Yeah, he doesn't want the psoas. He finds psoas there, so he pulls it out.
Watermelon.
Okay, we'll have to talk more about watermelon. But okay, okay. I don't want to talk about watermelon. But we're going to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it right now. But the guy's holding on to any ochel. Let's say he's, I don't know, you figure out something. The guy's holding on to a chicken cutlet, and he finds a bone. So he picks up the chicken cutlet, there's a bone, and he pulls it out. We're going to talk about that in 1 second, right? And he pulls out the bone. So that's psoas mitoch ochel, it's usher. Even though I intend to eat it right away, it's psoas mitoch ochel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, but maybe this is different. This is b'shas achila mamish. Not la'altar. La'altar means I'm going to eat it. I am in the process of eating it. I'm holding it in my hand. Maybe there, even psoles mitoch ochel is mutter. Some sort of la'altar plus can knock off the other conditions. Not b'kli, but it could make it that even psoles mitoch ochel is mutter. So he thinks this is the machlokas harishonim. Because he quotes a Ramban. You look there. He has a machlokas achronim. And then he said he thinks he pasti b'chol asfarim. And he found that it's machlokas harishonim. Because the Ramban says, wherever he, I forgot where the Ramban is. Maybe it's here. But the Ramban says that if a person is eating and he finds while he's eating psoas in the ochel, he could pull out the psoas.
But the bread, right?
I don't remember the case. But the Ramban says that if he's in the middle of eating and he discovers psoas, he could pull out the psoas, even though that's psoas mitoch ochel. But yet the Rosh seems to disagree, because the Rosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned when we were discussing filtering, the Rosh says that if a person is drinking water which has bugs, tons of bugs, nobody could drink this water. He can put a mappa, a cloth, in front of his mouth and drink the water derech the mappa. Why? He's separating the psoas from the ochel, the bugs from the water. So the Rosh says, no, it's only called boer if I separate them, shelo b'shas achilo mamish. If I'm in the process of eating it, and as I'm eating it, I keep the psoas out of my mouth, that's not boer. It's only if I'm a sakin ha'inyan kodem l'chein. That's his lashon. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like if I'm just holding up something in my hand, not I'm in the eating it. If I'm eating something, and let's say you're eating a fish, and you find a bone while you're eating it, some people have this issue, and you find the bone while you're eating the fish, so to pull the bone out of your mouth, that's what it sounds like the Rosh is matir. But it sounds like anything less than that would be usher. I'm just holding a piece of chicken and I want to pull out a bone, that would be usher. So Mishnah Berurah claims that this is machlokes in the Rosh and the Ramban. The Ramban is matir, and the Rosh would be machmir. And he thinks, I'm sorry.
I didn't understand the Rosh just had to be separate.
Let's say while I'm eating the food, I have psoas in my mouth, or I'm drinking and I keep the psoas out with my lips. That's not borer.
So it's like anything less than like as it's at your
in your mouth, literally, is borer, and you have to rely on that term of the altar, and you need all kamitah psoas.
Let's say you're able to put it in your mouth, and while your mouth pull out the bowl.
Yeah.
Meaning not like
everybody
can
do that. Yeah, that's mutter. That's mutter. Right. Clearly. Kuyam lo kuyam. However, the Mishnah Berurah thinks we should be machmer for this sheet of the Rosh. Therefore, he rejects, he's machmer in the following two cases. The Ramah, we discussed about just a second ago, about peeling onions and garlic. So Ramah says you're allowed to peel onions and garlic, even though it might be an issue of dosh, it might also be an issue of boer. You're allowed to peel onions and garlic if I plan on eating it right away. But how can I peel them? Aren't I taking psoles from ochel? True, I'm going to eat it right away, and it's biyad, but it's psoles mitoch ochel. So Bir Alocha quotes from the Prima Gadim, since it's e-efsher b'ka, it's e-efsher to do it any other way. You cannot possibly get to this onion without peeling it, taking the psoles from the ochel, so that's mutter. Psoles mitoch ochel is mutter when it's e-efsher b'elfen acher. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim that if a person is cutting things, he's let's say he has a plum, and he cuts the plum in half and wants to take out the seed, the pits, I don't know what he's going to use it for, but he wants to do that. Even if he's going to eat it right away, it might be usher, because it's efsher b'ofen acher. And then he discusses it. Efsher b'ofen acher, it's not efsher b'ofen acher. And then he quotes the Prima Gadim who says, yeah, but anyway, it's if you put it right away into your mouth afterwards, that's super la'altar. Even psoas mitoch ochel is mutter. Shas achilah is different. Super la'altar. Even psoas mitoch ochel is mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion says, no. Maybe for the Ramban, there was such a heter of super la'altar that even you could even do psoas mitoch ochel if I'm going to put it right away into my mouth because I'm holding the food in my hand, I pull out the pit. But we don't accept that. We're machmer for the rush, that even though I'm going to put it right away into my mouth, there might be an issue of borer, and you would have to do ochel mitoch psoas. But the more prominent discussion that the Mishnah Berurah has of this issue is in the long Bir Halacha that he has about picking bones out of meat or fish. Oh, they want to serve fish, but if you're serving fish, you're serving chicken, a person wants to serve chicken without the bones. So you're giving to kids. He wants to serve fish, and he sees bones, he wants to take out the bones. That's psoas mitoch ochel. So even though you're going to serve the fish right away, it's usher, because it's la'altar and b'yad, but it's psoas mitoch ochel. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a Maimer Mordechai, the people are not nizar in this. And he makes macha. It's not right. People are not nizar in this. They should be nizar not to take the bones out of the fish. And the Bir Halacha says, aye, but let's say a person's holding the fish in his hand. He's feeding it to a child. He has it in his hand. He's about to give it to the kid. He pulls out the bone. Doesn't help. Might help for the Ramban, but we're machmer for the Rosh. That even though it's b'shas achila mamish, doesn't help. But nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah has a few tzadim lahakel. First tzad lahakel that he has is that if the bones are soft, then you could have eaten them. Sometimes bones get very, very soft. You could have eaten them, then that's ochel, he claims. Or
it's not going to be a chillin bones versus chicken bones. Chicken bones, people munch on them.
Yeah.
Some people do, right. And they're edible. No one can eat a bone.
Or a fish bone. I don't think people eat fish bones.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. So, but let's say there's a little bit of meat on the bone. So the Bir Halacha says if there's a little bit of meat on the bone, so we quoted before, the Heter of the Taz, if I take out a little bit of ochel with the psoas, the Mishnah Berurah thinks anytime I take out psoas with ochel, That's not called psalos mitochocha. That's mutter. Like the fly with a little bit of drink. Yeah.
Would the first side only apply if he himself would eat the bones? Or because people...
But we would assume even if someone else eats it. Called the altar. So ochel mitoch psalos on the altar.
But it's psalos for him.
Oh, psalos for him. But someone else would eat it. No, someone else there has to eat it, I think. It has to be eaten. If no one's going to eat it, that's not the altar. So those are that heter. These are his two good heterim. You know, he likes these a lot. That if you take out with a little bit of meat, that's for sure okay. Then he goes out on a limb and he quotes from a Yam Shel Shlomo that the Magen Avraham quotes, who is discussing the case of the onions and the garlic. How can you peel the onions and the garlic? So Yam Shel Shlomo says, whenever the item is one item, we spoke about that before. If I have min echad, there's no borer. So he claims the peel of the onion from the onion is min echad. It's not borer. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Yam Shel Shlomo. The Magen Avraham says, yeah, that's a nice svar, but the Ramah is machmir. We are machmir. The Ramah is only makel to peel onions and garlic on the altar. It's a nice svar, but you see, we reject it. So Bialaka says, okay, maybe we reject it. Maybe the Ramah modified it. It has to be the altar. Here it's also the altar. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to take the bone out. That's min echad with the chicken because they come together. Bialaka says, don't tell me it's different than onion and peel. Bones and chicken are the same because they come together. It's min echad. So if I take it out in order to eat la altar, that's the Ramah said, that's mutter.
But you're not really taking the bone out. You're taking the chicken off. You're taking the bone, you're putting the bone out, and the bone isn't going to be used off. The chicken is what's going to be used off.
So too, by peeling the onions and the garlic, I take off the peel and I'm going to use the onion the altar. So Ramah says, that's us, it's only mutter la altar. So the Ramah, so the Bialacha says, okay, so here too, it's la altar.
Say that people should be
Nizar? No, the Maimon Mordechai went crazy. People are not Nizar in this, and the Bialacha says, slow, slow. He thinks maybe there is room to be Mekel. Then he says, but this is only a bone that has meat on it, because then it's Min Echad. What if I have a bone that has no meat? You know, the meat fell off. So then he claims it should suck the bone. Those disagree with that too. If you suck the bone, somehow you've revitalized the bone as a status of Ochel. So he comes up with different sniff from Lakha. The Chazon Ish doesn't like any of what he says, and he has a whole essay attacking, a whole simon in the Sefer attacking every point within the Bir Halacha. First he says, even for the Ramban it would be Yasser. He disagrees with the whole Bir Halacha we mentioned, we started with. Is there such a thing as the altar plus? So the Bir Halacha says, yes, for the Ramban, yes, for the Rosh, no. Because Rosh is only make off, it's in your mouth. And the Ramban says, the person's eating, and he finds psoas, you can take out the psoas. The Chazon Ish says, doesn't mean that. It means he's chewing. And he finds psoas, then he can take it out. That everyone agrees to. But who said there's such a thing as the altar plus that if I'm just going to eat it, I'm going to eat it in a second, that I could now take psoas me. Oh, that's usher. It never was. No machlokas. And then he says that the Mishnah Berurah came up with this magic show with the Yam Shel Shlomo, and even though the Ramah rejected it, but it's mutter la'altar, he says, no, we're make a la'altar, nothing to do with the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yam Shel Shlomo, that if it's min echad, it's all mutter. The onion and the peel, it's not because we treat it as min echad. It's because you can't do it any other way, like we quoted before from the Prima Gadim. Since I can't peel an onion any other way, other than taking the psalas from the okel, it's mutter. Says the Chazon Ish, you can very well eat chicken without taking the bone from the chicken. Eat the chicken and the bone will be left over. It is efter b'inyan acher.
I thought that was the Prima Gadim, the Yam Shel Shlomo.
Was another svar. So the Chazon Ish says we rejected entirely the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Bialacha, he pulled a trick. He said, yeah, the Ramah rejected the Yam Shel Shlomo, but he's making the altar. So it must be we accept the Yam Shel Shlomo the altar. So the Chazon Ish says, no, we don't accept the Yam Shel Shlomo the altar. We don't accept the Yam Shel Shlomo at all. It's mutter because it's efshar b'inyan acher. Totally different reason, like the Prima Gadim. So therefore the Chazon Ish says, but let's say it is the efshar b'inyan acher. Sometimes you have a fish where it's impossible to remove the bone unless you sit and pull both. You couldn't eat it without pulling out the bone. So that's that. Then he says, efshar b'inyan acher would be mutter to take psoas from ochel. Or Rabbi Eider quotes from Ramosha that if a person is serving children, a child cannot eat the chicken with the bone in it. So it's efshar b'inyan acher. You can't do it any other way. So maybe it would be mutter there too, to pull the bone from the chicken or from the fish. So the Chazon Ish says, how is the derech hanachona? What's the derech hanachona to eat chicken or fish if there are bones? He says it's first to put in your mouth and spit out the bones. Or he says you can hold the chicken and pull off the meat. That's ochel mitoch psoas. Or pull it off with a fork. I could scrape off the meat from the bone. That's ochel mitoch psoas. But I cannot hold the meat and pull the bone. Yeah. Yeah, that's the same thing. You're just using utensils. You're just being meat, I think. You're holding the bone in place and pulling, which traveling is the ochel.
That should work all the time, though.
No, if you have fish, it's hard. Okay?
Yeah, fish usually pull out the bone.
You usually pull out the bone, yeah.
What if you just pull the two apart?
Yeah, Chazanish does not like that. Does not like that. You could have called it ochel mitoch psoas. You could have called it psoas mitoch ochel. That's not what he likes. He likes this. You hold the bone and pull the... You could have made a case for that. Yeah.
Is every case of doing border with anything other than hand considered
clean? Oh. No, but here I just don't want to get my hands dirty. So we quoted the last time from Ramosha at the end of the shir, that Ramosha says, anytime I don't want to... I just don't want to get my hands dirty. That's not called borer b'kli. That's called borer b'yad. It's only if the kli aids in the b'rera process. They quote in the name of the Beis Halevi that this is why he said the minig has developed to eat gefilte fish on Shabbos. To avoid the problem of pulling out the bones. It's an interesting idea. However, again, whether this is, you know, you could take it or leave it, but it could be that this is related to the issue of whether it's Misam Derech Achil or whether the whole issue, the machlokas of Rosh Hashanah between the Rosh and the Ramban, whether there is such a principle at all. The Chazon Ish says there's no such principle of super la'altar. That if I'm going to put it in my mouth right away, that somehow I could even do psalas mitoch ochel. Because if it's a din of derech achil b'kach, it could be that there's some sort of super derech achil b'kach. I could even get a better derech achil b'kach. But if it's just mitam shiroi, it's different. It necessarily won't necessarily be better. But it could be that even there are gradations of how different you are. You can fit it into both sides of the discussion. But anyway, that's one of the major issues in terms of altar. Okay, shkarech habayisah.